You know him from the Smiley Morning Show. Now he's got his own show. Radio Theology is on ZPL. Here's Pub Pastor Darren.
Is this thing on? Hello?
Hello.
Is this thing on?
Let me clear my throat. Sorry.
Merry Christmas!
Hey, everybody, Merry Christmas!
Wow. Merry Christmas.
We're live.
I had no idea what you were doing.
Are you, like, hopped up on eggnog or
oh,
what?
Oh, man, I've been drinking eggnog.
Having the happiest Christmas ever.
I have been. Hey, Merry Christmas, Indianapolis and beyond in the listening area of ZPL. This is Radio Theology. We are live right here for Christmas. Oh, Sunday comes on. Our Christmas came on a Sunday this year.
Yep.
Yes.
You know what I didn't do today?
What's that?
Go to church.
There you go.
Oh,
me neither.
Sinner.
Totally in support of that. Throughout the night tonight, usually we have one thought of the night, but since it's Christmas and it's Jesus' birthday, we're talking to Dave Smiley about our show, and he was like, I bet this show is going to be super Jesus-y. Well, I
mean, you're right.
It is his birthday.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what we're going to do is just kind of share for me and for Lisa and for Ryan what kind of our favorite part of the Christmas story is, and hope you guys enjoy that. So we're going to hand it off to Rhino.
All right. So, yeah, I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 1. And it goes like this. The birth of Jesus took place like this. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. Before they came to the marriage bed, Joseph discovered she was pregnant. It was by the Holy Spirit, but he didn't know that. Joseph, chagrined but noble, determined to take care of things quietly so Mary would not be disgraced. While he was trying to figure a way out, he had a dream. God's angel spoke in the dream. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. And I really, really like that, that this is a very real story, you know? Like, there's some drama in this, mm-hmm. where Joseph is a noble man. He doesn't want to shame Mary, but, you know, some people believe that Mary was, like, a mid-teenager, maybe around, like, 15, maybe, 14, 15, 16 years old. And later in the story, we read that, you know, they are a refugee family. This is an unwed, pregnant teenage mom who is about to face the facts that she's supposed to deliver the Son of God into the world. And I just like Joseph, the character that he had to take care of Mary in that. And also that, you know, Mary had a lot up against her. I was thinking about this too recently, that if Mary and Joseph walked in that situation to any church here in America in the 21st century, I wonder what the reaction would be. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the church would embrace them, or if they would either totally ignore them, give them the evil eye, or maybe show them the door. And with everything that's going on in the world today, you know, like on the news, it's all the time with Syria and, you know, poor kids getting pulled out of the rubble of everything that's going on over there. It's totally heartbreaking. And I think that there are refugees here in our country right now that mm-hmm. might be pregnant and trying to live in that tension of trying to find acceptance and trying to find a place where they belong. And so, yeah, I kind of like that drama and the tension of the Christmas story. And it sets up this beautiful hope, though, at the end of the story.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, man.
That's good stuff. Our first edition of Thought of the Night on Christmas, the Christmas night, Christmas edition of Radio Theology on 995 ZPL. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas night right here on ZPL Radio Theology. And tonight we're having kind of three thoughts of the night based around the Christmas story, our favorite part of it, Christmas story, Bible, not movie.
Yeah.
Right? And Ryan.
We talked about the movie, though.
It's true. It's true. Lisa didn't, because she doesn't know it, because she's not American.
She's lived under a rock in Illinois her entire life.
How does communism feel?
Yeah, right?
Welcome to the
Once
world.
Once I left North Korea after high school,
but
I finally
Ryan, recap for us your thought of the night tonight so we can segue into Lisa.
Yeah, I love the drama and the tension of the fact that, you know, Mary was an unwed refugee teen mom bringing the world's greatest hope to life. And Lisa, what was yours?
So, yeah, my favorite part is, I'll read from Luke, but it says, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room for them in the inn. And I love that because if you think about the innkeeper in the story, like, no, like this was like one tiny verse. But it's like if you really put yourself, like, it's the census and people have come and this guy is having like the worst day.
Yeah.
And he's not resting.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah, it's like 24 hours of or more of chaos and he's trying to keep his hotel going.
Yeah.
And he's sprinting around trying to find room and he probably didn't get to lay his head down either. And then, like, I just can picture him, like, in the middle of the night, you know, trying to, like, okay, I can have 5 minutes to sit down. And then, like, in the distance, he hears a baby cry. Like, he missed it. But, you know, I don't know. It just reminds me of, like, the chaos that we get ourselves into.
Yeah.
It was like, have I shopped for everyone? Oh, my gosh, I have to go to Costco. Well, there's 6 hours of my life. I'll never get back.
Just waiting. But I will crush some samples.
Right. Yeah, right.
I'll have lunch while I'm there.
I'll gain 5 pounds, but and spend $6,000 on 7 items. You know, but it's just that just I like that because I don't want to. It's just a good reminder to me to not miss it.
Yeah.
You know, just because I'm wrapped up in my own busy, crazy toddler pregnancy, traveling, you know.
That's good.
Yeah. I like how you said he probably didn't even get 5 minutes to sit down. Do you feel like you often don't get?
Oh, every day. Every day. Even if I do, I'm like, I didn't even rest today.
I've never thought of that story within the story.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it's because, yeah, he's, I mean, I think a lot of times he gets, you know, kind of cast in a negative light, like, oh, he kicked him out.
Right.
But it's not necessarily he kicked him out, because, I mean, he did find it. Listen, like, I have one option. It's not great, but I have an option,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was caught up. I mean, he was part of the whole biblical prophecy as well, right, and stuff. But it's just, but I never thought about that here he had, you know, God's son being born in his, you know, in his property.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he missed the thing, probably because he was absolutely slammed trying to meet everybody's needs and run his business. And
right.
It's good stuff.
Part of me kind of likes that we don't even know his name.
Yeah.
You know, what do you guys want to name the innkeeper? Let's just do it right now.
Krampus. Krampus.
Full circle.
Oh.
Woo.
Krampus. Krampus could sound like an old Hebrew kind of. Not so much.
No.
Yeah,
let's,
no.
Let's make it's his very name. German. Jephthu?
Yeah, that's a horrible name, Darren.
That's a good, like a good.
I'm not going to go with that. Voice. I do not support the Jephthu.
How about?
I was thinking like Carl or something like a little bit more
very
like.
Very Hebrew.
Maybe yeah. Eddie.
Eddie.
Maybe he was the first cousin Eddie.
Eddie.
Wow.
Eddie the
beastly bulging man.
Mary Joseph, don't have any room, but I'm going to get you something real nice.
Real nice. Mary, Joseph, and Eddie.
And on that note, this is Radio Theology on 995 ZPO. Welcome back to Radio Theology. It is Christmas night, and we're sharing different parts of our favorite parts about the Christmas story, Bible, not movie.
Yes,
and we had to make
great movie though.
It's a great movie.
Oh, gosh, it's so good. Lisa hasn't seen it. We've been teasing her all night about it.
Fragile.
Must be Italian.
Must be Italian.
Lisa has no idea what we're talking about.
I've heard that.
Oh, you've seen the lamp.
Rah, 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 rah.
You'll poke your eye or you'll shoot your eye out.
When they chop the head off that duck, that is something
so
else.
Great.
I love the mom's like her reaction. She's like,
I love the bloodhounds running through the house, yeah. Stealing the turkey.
Oh, yes.
So
oh,
great.
It's so good.
Lisa just has a very polite smile on her face yeah, right
that's
now.
Right. Can't wait till you watch it within the next 365 days.
That's right.
Anyway, but I was thinking about one of my favorite things about Christmas, and I remember about 5 or 6 years ago at one of our pub theology events, we have a segment sometimes at pub where we do a thing called text question and answer, where, you know, some people don't get a chance maybe to ask a real pastor a question every once in a while, and I'm kind of still a real pastor, you know, yeah. And so that's why we do radio theology, but people could text in questions. We got a question that night, it was close to Christmas time, and somebody said, how am I supposed to work on my relationship with God when I think God hates me?
Wow.
And yeah, the room got a little heavier, right?
Yeah.
And I'm standing there on stage trying to figure out an answer.
Feeling some pressure.
To that question. Yeah. And thank goodness, I would say I'll give credit to the Holy Spirit that I just thought about Christmas and I thought about babies. And so, you know, in the book of Luke, chapter 2, it says, while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket, laid him in a manger because there was no room. There was no room in the hostel. And I think about her question about, you know, how am I supposed to work on my relationship with God when I think he hates me, is that if God really hated us as humans for the terrible things that we do to each other, and his arrival on earth, I think, would have been a lot scarier, a lot more domineering, and probably would have had some lightning and thunder and fire and scary stuff like, hey, I'm the all-powerful God, and I'm here to prove that I'm really, really mad at you guys.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that when God shows up, he shows up in the most vulnerable posture a human being could ever have, the most vulnerable form. And I think in that, him saying, listen, like, I'm not mad at you. Like, I'm here to restore peace with you. And I think about the motion. I remember talking about this one year that if anyone ever, like, extends, like, it goes to hand you a baby, like right now as you're driving, don't do it because you keep your hands on the wheel. But like, if someone goes to hand you a baby, everyone does like the exact same motion, right? Like you extend your arms out, like kind of like
shoulders kind of go up a little bit. Like,
And I like that image that, you know, maybe this Christmas for you, it's been a tough one, or maybe you're getting curious about the things of God or whatever. You're thinking more about Jesus because it's Christmas time, and maybe you think he's mad at you or he hates you for some mistakes you've made, but. Maybe the posture I would encourage you to maybe take in your journey is that if he came in that vulnerable way, like, and he wants you to receive him almost like as a baby, like that posture you would take of just your hands kind of out, like, hey, I kind of want to figure this thing out. Yeah. And I hope maybe that encourages you if you're at that kind of place, this Christmas. And yeah, that's what we're here to do with Radio Theology. We hope we make you laugh. We hope we bring a little faith, hope, and love into your life. And we appreciate you listening. And that is my version and my portion of tonight's Thought of the Night. Radio Theology, 99.5 ZPL.
Radio Theology is on 99.5 ZPL. Now, an update on the ever-expanding Lisa.
And you thought she was big before.
Merry Christmas. Welcome back to Radio Theology right here, 99.5 ZPL. Faith, hope, love, and music every Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. And, you know, Ryan, I think it's time for us to segue into something people have been waiting for almost 2 hours now.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about little baby Jesus.
Oh, we have been.
Speaking of babies that are changing the world.
Wow, there it is.
You like that segue?
That was well done. You must be professional.
I've literally been thinking about that for the past hour. I've just wanted to use that for an hour.
Dropped it well.
I might do it again. Speaking of babies that are about to change the world, a little baby graft in Lisa's tummy.
That's right.
That is going to be born in May. Lisa, what's going on?
You guys, this week, my baby's the size of an artichoke.
Artichoke.
I mean, lean?
How? I don't know. And who knows what an artichoke even looks like? You tell me, your baby is the size of spinach or artichoke dip? Yeah. Got it.
I need it up.
The bowl of chips? Bread. Got it.
And also, do you have some?
Yes.
Yes, and please pass that now.
When you said artichoke, you know what I thought?
What?
I thought about a Brussels sprout.
You're like, is it decreasing in size?
Maybe
like,
shrink smaller.
I was a pomegranate last week.
I'm sure it does.
Probably does. Actually, that's true.
Anyway,
okay.
Sorry to choke. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So my ridiculous crying this week.
Oh yes, yes. We always have to know what happens with the tear ducts.
Hormones. Oh my goodness, rocking my world. So we have the best dog groomer at PetSmart. Her name is Emily in Castleton. She rocks.
Shout out to Emily.
Yeah,
Emily.
She's so awesome, and I love her. And so I forgot to, like, give her a Christmas present this year, so I just ran it by the store the other day. She wasn't in, so I gave it to the manager, and then when I turn around, I burst into tears.
Gosh.
What?
It's like a $20 Target gift card, like the least I could possibly have done for this girl who cuts my dog's hair. You know, I don't know. And
listen,
I was just like,
I've been on board for all of your crying moments up to tonight. So
isn't
just
that
so
weird?
I'm clear, you were dropping off a gift card to your dog groomer.
Right.
Yes.
And you turned around and you didn't see a struggling dog and or the groomer.
Sarah McLachlan right. wasn't singing and there was like some emaciated duck.
Yeah, with three legs
with
some flies
remember.
On it. You just ran into the manager?
Yeah.
And began crying.
No, luckily not to his face. It was able to like, here you go. He's like, I'll put that in the office for it. I said, thank you. And I turned around and burst into tears.
Thank you.
It wow. doesn't make any sense.
No,
right?
It like, doesn't.
No, right, and I know nothing about this girl.
We are co-hosting the show with a crazy woman.
Yeah. I know nothing about her.
Maybe by like some far stretch, you're crying because you couldn't see her face.
Maybe.
You know, like gratitude.
But then I'm like kind of grateful I didn't see her face. What if I like would have sobbed and hugged her or something for cutting my dog's hair?
What's
like
your dog's
it
could
have gotten really weird.
What's
Case.
Your dog? Case?
Case. Oh, yeah.
He's a tiny little cute.
Oh,
what kind of dog
best.
Is he?
He's like a Pomeranian, Papillon, American Eskimo. He's like a little
He looks like
pounder.
A little stuffed animal. He's
oh,
adorable.
He's my, oh my gosh, he's my firstborn. I love him so much.
Well, anyway. Maybe that's why you were crying. You know, he's growing
my
up.
My dog's so beautiful.
He grew up so fast. Okay.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes.
If you're wondering at all, it's 100%.
Sorry if you thought that was a rhetorical question.
And then I'm like, get a grip. Like, get a hold of yourself. You know, then it's the negative self-talk versus the positive self-talk. I had a whole conversation with myself all the way home.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, yes. To be in my head for even 1 second would scare even the toughest of humans.
You know, I just think the best work we're doing on this radio show is just helping all you pregnant women out there not feel as crazy as you are.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Lisa, you're doing good work. Keep it up.
Yes,
keep
thank
it up,
you.
Girl.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
So the other exciting thing that happened this week
yes, exciting.
Was we found out what we're having.
Yeah!
And it was...
drum roll, please.
Oh, baby.
So how'd you guys do it?
Yeah, walk us.
Well, I went to one of the ultrasound places.
No, I mean, how'd you get pregnant?
When mommy loves daddy.
Mommy and daddy hug in a special way.
They hug in a special way.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Storks don't bring the babies?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway, how did you reveal the gender?
Yeah, so I had gotten the ultrasound like that afternoon, and then she put the, you know, pictures in an envelope, and off we go. I run over to Ryan's house and give it to his wife, and she had made us a cake.
Yes.
And
awesome.
And so she made the cake, and then you cut out the middle, and then you put the color of M&Ms in it.
Ooh.
Okay, so then when you cut in the cake, they spill out at you. And
see, I've seen where they do, like, the cake is colored. I've never seen this M&M's.
I love M&M's.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Well, Pinterest, of course.
Right.
What would we ever do
Lauren
without it?
Lauren was all over Pinterest that
day. And so I dropped it off. She put the M&M's in the cake. They came over. And
Hold on. There's a story within the story.
Okay.
So you were very gracious enough to do Lauren's gender reveal cake.
Right.
So this was a friend returning the gracious favor.
And would you please post the video on our
yeah.
on our Facebook
yeah, yeah, yeah.
site of that, because your wife's reaction is one of the greatest things I've ever
seen. What was beautiful was Lauren did this time when she found out what you and Ryan were having exactly what she did when we found our gender reveal. So like she collapsed to the floor like crying. She's pregnant too, so she's got hyperactive tear ducts as well. So she was like, and I was just like, like your hands raised in victory kind of thing, and I was just like, we just did exactly what we did like 4 months ago. Okay, sorry, continue, please.
So there we go. So we cut into the cake and
drum roll.
M&M.
Yeah! Yeah! It's a
yeah, so it's still like sinking in every day. I'm like, oh my gosh, and sometimes I feel like the absolute pressure of having a son.
Yes.
You know, because I already feel pressure of having a daughter. I'm like, please don't screw her up every single day of my life. But like, but I'm a woman, you know, yeah. So like I can relate to like, okay, well, this is how I felt during these stages. And I feel like I'm like more equipped to raise a daughter.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh my gosh, uh-huh. I don't know what I'm going to do, you guys.
How appropriate is it on Christmas night when we're celebrating the birth of God's son?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We're now celebrating the birth of Lisa's son.
Yes.
So, I think you're going to be a great mom to a boy.
Thank you.
I think you'll just kill it.
It's going to be so fun.
Josie's big sister.
But, oh, yeah. And Josie's loving it.
She called it, too, didn't she?
Yeah.
You asked her as you and Ryan were cutting into the cake. You're like, Josie, what do you think you're going to have? And she's like, brother.
Brother. Yeah. And then I screamed so loud that I made her cry.
And did you cry?
Yeah. We have a video of that, too. Yes, we can send them both out.
This must be posted.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't cry. I know. The one time it would be super appropriate for me to shed a few tears.
You got them all out of dog groomers.
Yep, yeah.
Exactly.
PetSmart, I just totally
lost done
the trip. Who hasn't had a meltdown in PetSmart?
Right?
Oh,
no,
oh, my gosh. Lisa is having a boy in
Indianapolis.
Woo-hoo! Go get her some stuff at Bed Bath & Beyond, Babies R Us, whatever. She's registered at all the major outlets.
PetSmart.
You know, you've heard it here first. Coming in May, Duron John Graft.
Duron.
I just realized that with my middle name being John, had I gone with Duron, I'd be Duron John.
Duron John.
I could have my own clothing line.
Really?
Hey, man, are those some new Duron John jeans?
They are.
Oh, Lisa's having a boy, and it's Christmas
night.
Oh,
it's so
exciting. Oh, so happy. It's so good. And we'll be back in just a minute here on Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL.